Hello, it's Matt.
Hey Matt, it's Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi Sam, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just checking in with you. I wanted to follow up on the conversation we had. I think it was a little over a week ago about getting some financing in place for you. Just wanted to make sure you got the email I sent with the application, see if you had any questions.
No questions at this point. We're I think at this point we might not need it for this year. Because we're trying to, anyway. I know we're getting all kinds of financing rates that were just, you know, over 9-10% and all that, and just doesn't seem to make sense for us to take away that much profit, you know.
Oh, okay. Now, have you applied for, you know, some programs and gotten actual offers?
Yeah, we've gotten a few, and that's where we're like, yeah, this doesn't make sense. I mean, I think the last one I got was 12%. Something, but and when we just go to the numbers, we're like, this doesn't make sense to take that much of our profits away for just trying to do some expansion capital.
Now, okay, so that was for the unsecured cash, because I remember when we
yeah.
were talking,
yeah.
I think you had mentioned you were also looking for possibly some financing for the equipment.
That we had already taken care of. We got a really great rate for that.
Oh, okay. Okay, because yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that 12% shouldn't be like that for the equipment. We can definitely beat that.
Yeah. No, I think we were down. I think we were like 8% or something we got financed for.
Okay. Now, as far as, you know, that unsecured capital, now that was for, was it supplies and inventory and possibly a marketing campaign? Did I have that right?
Yeah, it's mostly the marketing side, but yeah, it's basically to do some marketing expansion of some new products and services that we offer. So we were trying to build that end of the business. So
I see. Okay. Yeah. Now, you know, for that capital, what kind of feedback were you getting? I mean, you said you got about 12% on how much was it for, and what was the term length on that?
We were going to do a 3-year, I believe. I think that was a 3-year on the 12%, and we were at like 60, I think 60,000 something.
Okay. Now, what would have made sense for you guys? I mean, how far off was that from, you know, getting it done for you?
We probably don't want to be much more than 8 or 9%, probably for financing it, is what we're trying to. It's like we don't really need the money, but
uh-huh.
if we do it, we can do some more expansion faster, you know. So it's one of those things that we're like, if we're going to do it, we don't want to take away too much of our profits, you know, otherwise it just doesn't make sense.
Sure, it's got to be worth it for you to do. I mean, you don't, the work itself, you know, actually doing it is going to cost you money too, so.
Yeah, exactly. And the marketing dollars are going to be, you know, gone too. So it's kind of a combination between that percentage going toward the profits, which is going to be marketing costs, and then the interest. We're like, geez, when we started adding up, it like doesn't leave much room for the, you know, any profit. So that's why we felt we had to be like 8 or 9%, and extending it out at least 3 years or so helps to keep the monthly payments down, so we don't have to get hit hard right away. So.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And you had monthly payments on the 3-year term too?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of interested. Was the loan separating the principal and interest, or was it combining it as one that you pay all up front?
What do you mean as far as separating?
Did they give you a kind of hard number total payback that doesn't fluctuate, or was the principal and interest separated that you could pay the interest off kind of as you go and then pay off early and not have to pay the remaining of the interest?
No, it was all combined, but there was a discount if I paid it off, I think, like, you know, half, like, I think it was like if I paid it off in 6 months or a year, like, there was a discount toward the
the
interest, but it was all, but otherwise it was all combined. It wasn't like a traditional amortized loan.
I see, okay. You know? Yeah, and I mean, the reason I ask, I'm just trying to figure out if we would have something that would make sense for you, just, I mean, I understand what you're saying, don't want to cut too much into the profit. We would probably be similar as far as the rate that you would be looking at, but we do have the option of, we have a few programs that do separate the principal and interest. That does result in, you know, a significantly lower overall rate if you go ahead and kind of if you're interested in paying it off early to save that money.
Got it.
Okay. You know, so it could kind of make up that difference that you're looking for to see if it's at least, you know, profitable for you to do. But that would be an option. Do you know, who did you get that offer through?
I know we had one with American Express. We had another one with Direct Capital. And another one with, was it
maybe Ascentium or
Ascentium, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, so I know them and Direct definitely wouldn't be able to offer the separated principal and interest that we have. I think American Express probably would. Was American Express the best offer that you got out of those?
No, they were just a little bit higher than Direct Capital, so.
Really? That's interesting. That's kind of contrary to what I normally see.
Well, because we're in New Jersey, we get a better rate.
Oh, you know what? That's
capital.
Right. I remember from our first conversation that is the one exception there. Direct Capital, they're able to give pretty good rates there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason why. So.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, with that, they would be rate-wise competitive with us. The only difference, really, honestly, that I would be able to offer you with that is that the possibility of getting into the program that it separates it, which would give you the opportunity to save. I would say probably on something, if you're looking around like, you know, between 60,000 and 80,000. I mean, if you were able to, do you think it would be reasonable to think that you would, you know, be able to pay the loan off before the term?
That's my intention, but right now I don't want to, you know, get hit and miss immediately with the high monthly payments if it was only a year, you know.
Exactly.
So,
exactly that. So, I mean, and that's the kind of the benefit of stretching the term out as long as you can and then going to pay it off early when the interest and principal are separated, because you have those lower monthly payments because it's stretched out, but you can take advantage if it's in the cards and you're able to do it and pay it off early and then get that discount. And that would be the case. So if it wasn't in the cards, like you would need the full 3 years, it's not even worth talking about. But if it is a possibility that you could pay it off early, the savings would significantly make up that difference between, you know, that 12% to maybe an 8% after the principal and the interest are discounted.
Okay, that makes sense.
Now, I mean, have you guys completely ruled out taking action on it, or would you be interested in seeing if we could get you into the program?
Well, I guess we kind of just decided we're just going to kind of move forward. But if you're saying, you know, move forward, not worrying about it. But you're saying that the, I guess it's something we could consider. But you don't think your rate will be any better than what they offered, is what
to be honest, I really think being what they give you in New Jersey, I don't want to say that we would be better. It would probably be very, very similar.
Okay.
The opportunity would be if we could get you into the program that separates it. Now you have to qualify for it. Credit is a factor.
Sure.
How long have you guys been in business?
16 years.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big factor too. Those are probably the two biggest factors getting into that, is the business time and the personal credit of the owner. I mean, really, like, realistically, the rate would be similar, but the opportunity to save would be on the, you know, paying it off early. And that would be a different structure than what Direct is able to offer. Rate-wise, we're going to be very similar just because you are in New Jersey. So just want to be open about that. But
sure.
The opportunity could be there to, you know, at least make up that small amount that you're looking for to at least keep some of that, you know, the profit in your guys' pocket.
Okay.
Now, do you still have the email that I sent you? I think it was, actually, we're looking on maybe 2 weeks ago. I can send it again if you'd like. It's just the application and then what I would need to get you approved. So if you guys, I don't know, do you have a business partner? Is that the situation?
No. No,
okay.
Well, no, I have you know, an officer that the company that he's been in business as long as I have, so we kind of
oh yeah
ideas off each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say if it's still in the cards, if you guys are still interested in doing it, we could at least look into seeing if we'd be able to get that opportunity for you. I mean, it might make more sense than passing up, you know, going for the campaign. But it's there. I don't know if you want to maybe think about it a little, have a conversation. I can stay in touch with you. Is it time sensitive for you? Is there a certain season that you have to get it going on?
Yeah, we're kind of at that point now where this is when we need to do it, because otherwise things will tend to slow down toward the end of the, you know, fall. So.
Oh, sure.
This is kind of when we kick it off. Plus, the other thing is, since some of it's going to be commercial, some of the commercial accounts, their budget, you know, they're either finishing off the year budget in end of September, or they're starting the new budget they have available for fun, you know, to do stuff at the beginning of October. So.
Okay. Well.
So it's kind of now, yeah. So we'd have to do something the next month, otherwise it doesn't make sense. So.
Sure, sure. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you the email again right now, just with the application and everything. If you decide you want to go for it, you know, you'll have all my information. You can contact me directly. You can email me any questions that you have.
Okay.
But if you'd like, all I need is the application, the bank statements, and I think tax return too. And I can go ahead and try and get you, you know, some options to look at. Probably pretty similar to what you dealt with before, you know, inside of 24 hours.
Okay. Well, like I mentioned to you before, and I don't know if that was a factor when we discussed it last time, but there's because we dumped all the profits back into the company the last 2 years. Doesn't show any profit. So
sure, yeah, I remember that. And just again, it really, the programs that we do, the working capital programs, they're based primarily on the top line. So what your total sales are, not kind of what's left after, you know, all the adjustments.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a good lending model for you if that's the case.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Then maybe we'll. You know, is it a soft credit hit, or is it?
So we pull from experience. So just one of the three.
Okay. All right.
So we call it a soft pull just because it's one and not all three.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then it should be okay. I hate pulling the credit when I don't have to. So.
Yeah. And really, I mean, you should be careful about it. You don't want to do it too many times because it does, you know, a point or two here and there can add up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Right. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. I'll shoot the email over to you in about 5 minutes. And like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call or shoot me an email.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right. Thanks. Bye.